question.
Yes.
Why did Nick Foles kneel down on the last play of the game from the shotgun? That's what you guys thought.
Well, obviously Tampa Bay is known for trying to attack and disrupt the snap, so it's just something we worked on and talked about that, you know, try to take them out of that element where they're not going to disrupt the center quarterback exchange. And, you know, we knew what they did, and it's kind of something that Coach Shanahan has done for the 2 years he's been there. So
that's what you talked about with Nick.
Yeah, so we had discussed it during the week, and it was just something, you know, you want to not cause a pile up, you're trying to get out of the game, and if they were going to try that tactic, then if we were back in the gun, maybe they wouldn't do it. So
when did the Nick?
Whatever day that was, Thursday, I think, Thursday or Friday, whatever day went on the report.
I practice tomorrow. Who gets the first team snaps?
Depends on where we are from a health depth standpoint. So.
Have you talked to Michael today?
Have I talked to Michael? No, he was in, but I didn't talk to him yet. So.
I was going to ask, where are you right now from a health depth standpoint?
I don't know until those guys get here and start running around a little bit tomorrow. So.
Chip, going into this game, when you were asked if Michael's 100% healthy, is he your starting quarterback, you said yes. What has changed since then? Because yesterday you said you're going to evaluate.
Yeah, I was talking about Michael's health, so that's what we're going to evaluate.
So is he still the starting quarterback when he's 100% healthy?
Decisions are made, whether it's James Casey with a groin or Mike with a hamstring or Chris Polk with a shoulder. All our decisions on who's going to play is based on health. So.
Well, Sean said after the game that you made it clear that Mike is the starter. Is that something that you have re-emphasized, or was that just that?
No, I have no idea what he's talking about. So, me and LeSean did not talk about it, anything like that after the game, so I don't know where the reference of after the game I said that. So
but have you made that point?
I haven't talked to anybody about any of that stuff, so we don't talk about that stuff. We just get ready to go play the next team.
Does it matter locker room-wise in terms of your decision? I mean, I keep reading, you know, losing the locker room. I'm not sure what that means. Does that factor into how the
outcome? No, all of our decisions are made on what's going to give us the best opportunity to win, and we have to put healthy guys on the field and make sure we can get a scheme together that's going to help us beat the Cowboys. So that's all we're talking about. So there's not any – I don't see any divisions or one side going one way or one side going another. It's, you know, Mike wasn't 100% on Sunday, and Nick did an outstanding job. And, you know, I said when this whole thing started, we were fortunate that we had two quarterbacks, and it showed already this season that you got to have two really good quarterbacks to win in this league, and that's where I feel we are right now. So,
with a guy like Mike, I mean, obviously running is a big part of this game. Would you wait until like his hamstring is like fully healed, like 100% healed? I mean, obviously,
No, I think Mike's legs are a big important part of his game. So, you know, that's part of the decision that's in terms of putting the whole thing together, in terms of where he is and what he can do and what's his effectiveness. So.
Now, Chip, 100% is a fairly subjective term. Out there, what do you need to see from Mike that'll convince you?
Just how does he run around and how is he in practice, and, you know, can he execute the way we need him to execute?
I mean, with that said then, I mean, there's a chance like that could take longer to heal because that's such a big component of
this
game.
Sure.
You're 7 weeks into the season. You're going to play for first place. Are you satisfied with where your program is at this point?
Now, and again, we don't talk about first place 7th week into the season. You know, the only time we talk about wherever this thing finishes on December 29th after our last game. So I've seen improvement from our team from where we started to where we are right now. We're still disappointed in the 3 losses that we have, so. You know, you can't say, hey, we're really happy where we are right now. You know, you don't want to be 3-3. You wish you were 6-0. So.
Well, Nick's quarterback draw, some of the players said that was something they worked on this last week. Is the fact that maybe guys wouldn't expect, defenses wouldn't expect him to go, something you could use in that play? Or was it just that he saw the numbers? I think there were 6 in the box there, and he saw it as an opportunity for him to take advantage of that.
No, it was a design run call. It wasn't a check with me or look around and see what they're in defensively. Is we just looked at how Tampa Bay was deploying themselves inside the red zone, inside the 3-yard line, and we had that play up. Whether Nick was a quarterback, Matt was a quarterback, you were the quarterback, Mike was a quarterback, that play was just called in from the sideline and we called it.
Would he have had the option to
no.
pull a lot of it if they were like 8 in a box?
No. Play was called, we run it.
Chip, did you diagram different things for Riley Cooper, you know, compared to the last couple of games? How was he able to have such an effect?
No, we didn't. We ran the same offense, did the same things. Riley's been open a lot. We just haven't thrown the ball to him. You know, that's the one thing when you look at the production out of a receiver is we always look at catches and drops. You know, I think we had him for 2 drops on the season so far, and I think when the ball's been thrown to Riley, he's had an opportunity and he's done it. And the ball was thrown to him more on Sunday, and he took advantage of it. You know, I know there's a stat out there about targets, but targets are who's ever the receiver around when the ball's thrown. So if I threw the ball out of bounds right now and it's Howard's the only guy over there, it's a target for Howard. But if it's 14 feet over his head, that's not the receiver's fault. So, you know, we've been happy with Riley. When the ball's been thrown to him, he's caught it, and he proved it again on Sunday for us. We've had confidence in him the whole way, and I was happy that he could show that.
So when you watched tape of Tampa leading up the game, did you see them play a lot of zone against other teams also?
Yeah, that's their MO. They did what, you know, we knew that going in. That's what they're going to do. They start with a Tampa 2 coverage defense, you know, they play some man and some man free out of pressure situations, and I think they pretty much stuck to what we saw in the games that we had broken down on them.
How concerned are you about Patrick Chung's shoulder? On the first play, he actually was involved and he re-injured it. Is this something that could...
I don't know, but we are concerned when anybody's hurt, and this is, you know, he missed a game and did